when lying was in vogue. Even laughter was a lie, even sadness. The way highways stretched beyond the next curve with their markers every tenth of a mile and their exit signs promising fuel and coffee, the possibility of a bed with its vague suggestion of desire. Nothing so tawdry. It was winter. Snow didn't fall, so the road felt easy, but even our good fortune was a falsehood had I been listening. By then, the politicians had embroidered their speeches with so many fibs rehearsed so often, it wasn't difficult to believe, and America, with its beaches and skyscrapers, its trailer parks, its promise of equality, its promise in the pursuit of happiness, who didn't want to have faith? I carried mine in my wallet like an ID card. Isn't that why we traveled state by state and spoke of love and ignored willfully every truth? We were, after all, writers of fiction. Elsewhere, people lied in Portuguese, in Mandarin, in Pig Latin, even in baby talk at the edge of strollers. I knew my parents had lied often and for decades. The fiction of that childhood, with its televised myths of the future, all jetpacks and nuclear family, might well have been an advertisement, billboards lit up, suggesting some delicacy for dinner everyone would enjoy. We'd been duped before. In the Decoy Museum, placards told the storied history of wooden ducks, of mallards, drakes, and teals, and how today they're made by 3D printers, the replicants so precise you can see the veins on each feather. Later, in the car you laughed often, The Cure on the radio, all lies, the way love songs always lie and are necessary. This poem, too, which I conceived then. Remember, there was an exhibit of sunken duck blinds, how they'd been outlawed, for the hunters would lay submerged, shotguns ready, decoys buoyed above. Oh, how beautiful I believed you were. Every 15 minutes, church bells lied about the time, about salvation.